setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. It's not all about you. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Well, it's all about who you are supposed to influence. What is your contribution? So while we focus on who you are, what you do best, and what you love to do most, and what you want to do, and where you want to go, and why you want to be there, that's not a selfish pursuit. It is a selfless pursuit if it is on purpose, because we are to become who we were created to be for the benefit of others. That is what makes this world a special place, when we are giving of ourselves, and what work we were created to do is on benefit, or is a benefit for others. And so that's what we're about. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. If you're new to the show, we're going to look at what you do best and what you love to do most. How can you use what you do best as a tool, if you will, to perform the work that you love to engage in and create a result that you're deeply proud of? 844-747-2577. If you're at a crossroads, well, we'll help you look at those options. If you're confused, we're going to help you with clarity. If you're scared, oh, we're going to give you some confidence. So let's go. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jeremy, who's on the line in Narrows, Virginia. Jeremy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I'm just wondering how long you think somebody should spend at a company if it doesn't look like they're going to be able to advance in the way they had hoped.
Only as long as it takes you to replace your income somewhere else where there is a ladder.
Is there any way to try and up yourself if it doesn't seem like there's a way to move up currently?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, have you sat down and talked to your leaders and said, hey, I want to know how I can grow in this organization? Can we work together to come up with a growth plan? Because I know that that there's something we all can work on and get better. I'd love to know where I can get better. I would like to know if I do that, would that lead to more responsibility and a greater role, which, of course, obviously could offer greater compensation. Have you had a conversation in that form?
I have tried. Currently, I've got a CDL, and I'm a driver for them, mm-hmm. and it just seems like having a CDL with this company, you won't get the opportunity to move up because it's hard for them to find other people to drive their trucks for.
I got you. So it's really a situation where they don't want you to move up because it's so hard to replace you.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way.
Well, now, wait a second. Is this just the way you talk, or are you saying, yeah, it kind of seems that way, but I'm not 100% sure? Like, how sure are you of this theory?
Well, I mean, it's also kind of a good old boy situation, and I'm not sure that I'm in the good old boys group.
Well, I don't think you are in the good old boys group. If you say you're not sure you're in the group, you're not in the group. So when you've talked to your leadership about it before, what's the response? You said you've kind of had that conversation. Well, what happened?
They just say that right now there's not any opportunities, and then, you know, when something does come up, it kind of gets passed over, even though I have seniority over some of the others. And
yeah, see, that's not a good sign. So it's time for you to start looking elsewhere. What is it that you would love to do? If you snap your fingers today and you get it, what is it?
I honestly don't know, Ken. I mean, I'm a new listener. I haven't been listening to you but a couple of weeks now. And
good.
I've been racking my brain for that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this.
Working for the company I work with.
Right, but you have a role in mind that you'd like to be getting at your current company. You keep getting passed over. What's that role? Let's start there.
I mean, honestly, I'd like to be in a leadership position, just, you know, being able to make calls and help mentor people and things like that.
Tell me why. Okay, good. So you like mentoring people. What else would be appealing to you about a leadership position?
The flexibility, the knowing more people and getting to deal with people on a different level, you know, higher up people and just eventually moving up.
Okay, good. What do you make right now, and what would you like to move up financially? How much more? Like, tell me what your real desires are. What do you make right now?
Last year I made $37,000 with overtime.
Okay, great. And what would you like to get to?
I'd like to be up in the mid-50s or 60s at least.
Okay. Have you started doing research in your area for management, leadership roles that pay 55 to 60 grand?
I have. There's not a whole lot in my area. I'm actually in a pretty small area. I mean, I've got some bigger ones around me. I've actually started, since I was listening to you, I've actually started looking at those an hour plus drive away.
All right. Now, are you locked in if you get a job an hour plus away? Do you have to live where you're living, or do you have some flexibility financially to be able to maybe sell in Narrows and get closer to that work?
It would be tough. I would probably have to commute for a while.
Okay, but would it be worth it?
Yeah, hopefully in the long run. I mean, I've got a wife and two children I take care of, so if I can make more money and, had to be gone for a few days a week, I can do it.
Well, who says you got to be gone 2 days a week? It may just be you have to get up really early, and it's less time at the house with them during the week, but you're making more money and you're making progress, and we sell that house in Narrows, right? Everything gets better when we start making more money and we start making progress, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so the point is, it is worth it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not doing it for the rest of your life. I would never suggest that you, for 15, 20, 30 years, drive 2 hours round trip. But the reality is you live in a small area, and so you're somewhat limited, right? So the question becomes, what qualifications do you need, Jeremy, to be able to get looked at and potentially get hired in some type of a management role? You have to begin that process right now. So here's your homework. What you need to do right now is begin to look at more of those jobs, even though they're an hour away, and you need to narrow them down and go, okay, I've got the raw talent and skills and the strengths to be able to do this. Now, do I need some additional qualification? Okay, how could I get that qualification? Is it taking on a side job in Narrows? And bringing a little more money. We're going to hustle for a little bit. This is the tough part of the journey when we're looking at transition and getting trained and putting the time in and paying the dues to be able to reap the benefit of working on purpose. And so after you look at qualifications, how do you get the qualifications? How much time is that going to take? How much is it going to cost you? Now you got a plan, Jeremy. You're not wandering around waiting for the good old boy network to tap you on the shoulder, because I got news for you. They're probably not. It hasn't happened yet. Probably not going to happen. Okay. So when you're driving that truck, you got a lot of time in that car to be thinking and learning. Okay. So what do you need to be learning? Can you learn it on a podcast? What calls can you make when you're in the truck? What can you do? And you begin to make connections once you have ideas and specific areas where you'd like to work. Make connections. Go up there on the weekend. Work on the weekends if you have to. You're going to sacrifice some time anyway from your family to get where you want to be. Then, again, those are the things you need to be doing. And when you do that, Jeremy, here's what's going to happen. You are going to see opportunity coming your way. What I just described to you is the proximity principle. In order to do what you want to do, Jeremy, you've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Just practice proximity. Make connections. It's not networking. We're talking about one-to-one connecting. Opportunities will come your way. Don't move. More calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. setting the pace on your pursuit of purpose. Come on. You can do this. Yeah, you can. You do have what it takes. I promise you. Let's get you clear on who you are and what you're supposed to do. We do it by looking at what you do best. That's your talent that you can develop into skills. You already have some skills. Talent, strength, skills. That's one half the equation. The other half is just sheer passion. What work fires you up? The results and the work. The results of the work. It moves your heart. You have great satisfaction and meaning out of it. Listen to your heart. And once we know what we love to do most and why we love it so much, we got to match that up. Do I have the talent to pull that off? Of course, yes. Now, how? Wait a second. If I'm talented over here. So talent's not enough. Passion's not enough. You have to have the combination. That's where the sweet spot is. Multiple paths, multiple roles. But the sweet spot is what we're looking for. Where what you do best is used to perform what you love to do most. 844-747-2577. We go to Omaha, Nebraska, where Amanda joins us. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
I am living the dream, Amanda. What's going on today?
So I was calling in to ask you, I'm thinking about where I need to go next because I've changed my career and I'm just kind of floating right now. I don't really know what the next step is for me.
Okay.
I'm considering like three basic career paths and they're all going to require very different education.
Okay.
So I just don't know how to narrow it down and how to decide which one is the one that I should really
go for. I love it. All right, let's start with quickly listing out all three options. What's option number one?
Human resources.
Okay, what's option number two?
Something in the mental health field, probably counseling.
Okay, and number three?
This one's probably going to be more of like a side thing to do much later on, but something in like real estate and property ownership or house flipping or decorating.
Got it. Which of those two? Is it both? Is it owning your own property or is it decorating for others or is it being a real estate agent? Can you be more specific? And have some fun with this.
I think it would be, probably be being a landlord, like buying properties, making them suitable for rentals and then renting them
because
out.
Because that involves two of the three things there. That involves you decorating, making it look nice so that people want to rent your property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just real quick, if I guaranteed you success in all three of these things, you could not fail. So it was just step into it and rock it. But you could only choose one. Which one would you choose and why? And don't think, feel, go.
Oh, see, I've been thinking about it for a while now.
I know, and I want you to stop.
Listen,
stop thinking about it. I'm going to ask the question again, and I want you to not worry about being right or wrong. This is not a right or wrong situation, Amanda. You got to trust me on this. We want your heart to speak right now. Now, I give you any one of those three, but you must choose one. Guaranteed success, no failure at all. Which one would you choose? Say it right now.
It would probably be the mental health field.
Tell me why. And I want you to be very vulnerable if it takes that. I want you to tell me why that's your top choice.
So back when I was like late elementary school, I had already picked that. I thought that I wanted to be a counselor when I grew up.
Wow.
And then late in high school, I changed my mind.
Why?
Why did I change my mind?
Yes, why?
I felt like I could do more good if I was in a classroom. So I got a degree in education and then realized that the things that were most important to me were not going to make me a successful teacher. So
yeah.
I decided not to go into that.
Right. But I want to know why mental health has always tugged at your heart. Because I'm talking the fact that you always wanted to do this as a young girl, that is not to be trifled with. That is absolutely pure. We know from research that at the age of 9 is when many people begin to see a vision for their life. And many times they retreat back to that when they truly step into their sweet spot. And I'm just curious, Where is that longing to help people with mental health? What's driving that? Tell me your why.
I don't know, because I've been in situations where I feel like I could empathize with other people.
Yeah.
I've always felt comfortable with talking to people about what's going on in their life and trying to help them find solutions if they want to.
Yeah.
I just always felt like I had that kind of personality, and I've heard it from other people where, yes, like I've had crises come up or people with panic attacks, and I know what needs to be said to help calm them down, basically.
Yeah, you're good at it, and people have recognized it. I want to know what you feel like when you've had moments in your life and you've been able to sit with somebody and effectively be a counselor, whether or not it was official or not, whether or not they exchanged money for that service. I want to know what you felt like moments after they left for you and said, that really helped me. What did it feel like?
It really did feel good. Like, I definitely don't know everything, and
I know.
Obviously, I don't
stop.
Like,
you're discounting yourself. Did you hear that voice? The voice of doubt, right in the moment of great confirmation of how your heart felt, your brain started going, here's what happened. This is literally what you just said, Amanda, and this is the key as we move forward in the next minute. You just went, it felt great, Ken. It was so great. That was your heart. And then your brain went, well, I know I'm not official, and I know I don't have the degree, and I know I'm blah, 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 blah. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's the voice.
Well, I'm assuming you're going to say doubt.
Yeah, it's the voice of doubt. Your doubt, that doubt voice is saying, Amanda, you don't have what it takes to actually get through the degree and do all the things that you've got to do to get there. It's not worth it because you're not good enough to actually help people. That's what doubt's telling you. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right.
I know I'm right. I hear the little bit of emotion in your voice because you're confronting that right now. But see, young Amanda always noticed that the hurting people around you, didn't you?
Yeah.
You noticed them. And then your heart reached out to them. And that is what this is all about. That is why you chose that among the other three. That's the one that your heart's leaning towards. And so I will tell you that I think that, to me, I think that's where you've got to go because it answers the three questions very clearly. What do you do best? What do you love to do? And then what are the results that matter? And the listening and the counseling and the guiding is what you love to do. That's the work that gives you the juice, yes or no?
That's true.
And the results that give you the juice are life transformation, health, mental, emotional health. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Do you have all the talent necessary to be a really good counselor? Yes or no? Do you have it?
I think you're right.
Yeah, you do. So that, to me, is a sweet spot. So it comes down to, we could go through human resources, but I think you die on the vine. I really do. I think the role that you've got to play every day is the role of counselor, healer, guide. If I were going to pick a word, and I don't care what the word is, but if you were to pick one word to describe what would make you fulfilled in your work, what would the word be? What comes to your mind?
Helping, probably.
Yeah, helper. Okay, great. So is human resources a thing? Is that in your sweet spot? Probably. But is it the ultimate thing? You know, you get to decide, but I think you moving forward and getting that degree and whatever it takes to get there, I think that's what you've got to do. And it may take you 3 to 5 years, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's worth it. It's worth it. And I'm going to be talking about this later in the program, by the way. How to overcome the imposter syndrome, all right? And I just did it for Amanda, but I'll break it down with four key things. But Amanda, I would also tell you, there's no reason why you can't be successful in mental health counseling and also flip a few houses over time. And both of those things are wonderful passions, and they feed your soul. So I think it's time for you to get serious about the best way to get that degree. And I can tell you this, it doesn't matter where you get the degree from. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to come into your counseling office and go, hey, before we get started, can I pull that plaque off the wall and just see where you got that degree? So don't get hung up on the most expensive and the most credible. That's all a bunch of hooey. Just get qualified. There's still time for more calls. More coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back, America. You're listening to the Ken Coleman Show, a show dedicated to you, helping you become the best version of you. In other words, we know you were created to fill a unique role. We're here to help you figure it out and then get there so that you can be who you were created to be, because somebody out there needs you to be you. This is how we live a life of purpose. And by the way, it's possible. The American dream is really the dream, the human dream. We all long for opportunity. Opportunity to be who we know we are. And all of us have faced some type of hurdle. Everybody's got a different story, different situation, different path, different timeline. But I'm here to tell you, folks, you can live your dream. You can do work you love and make plenty of money. I promise. 844-747-2577. We go to Alberta, Canada, where Andre joins us. Andre, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey there, Ken. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you, Andre. What's going on?
Hey, so I reached out to you today because I'm looking for advice for finding work during a recession. So Alberta's been in a recession for about 5 years now. And I'm just trying to get my resume to the top of that list. I've applied for several jobs, probably like hundreds, and I've had not much luck. Or they're one of those kind of jobs where you only get 8 to 15 hours a week. So I'm trying to find that leg up and get to the top of that list.
Well, it sounds like we've got two issues. One, how to get noticed. And then the other thing is are you fishing in the right pond? So when you say Alberta's in a recession, you also said you've sent out hundreds of resumes, so their jobs are available, good jobs that you would categorize as good jobs that might get you on the path to your dream job. Those are available, yes or no?
Yes, there are a few that I have seen, correct.
Okay, great. All right. So when you're submitting these resumes, have you just been submitting them online, going through the company's process, or have you been working my resume process, which is that acknowledging that a resume is worthless unless you've got a relationship in the building? I'm curious, what has been your strategy?
Yeah, so my strategy has been applying online and in person. In terms of the resources you provide on your website, I have taken a look at that, and I have followed your template.
Oh, you have.
I did get a little bit of luck, or like I found some work with that template, which I definitely appreciate.
What happened?
Looking for the next thing.
What happened? Did you get an interview out of it?
So I got an interview out of it, but the problem was they wanted me to complete a course within like a week of being hired, and it wasn't something that I could physically do. Like I couldn't do it within a week. Could maybe give me a month and I could do it, but not a week.
Okay. So bottom line is you had some success. So my resume, it's not the template that works. My template just makes your resume look different. But if you don't have a relationship attached to it, there's got to be somebody in that company going, hey, I know Andre personally, or I know Andre through person X. And so you've got to keep working that. And that's how you get noticed. That's how you get pulled out of the pile. There's no secret strategy. Now, my resume will get you noticed. I mean, but again, it'll only get you noticed if somebody pulls your resume out of the pile and says, hey, let me tell you about Andre. And then they look at it and go, whoa, I've never seen a resume like that. And that's designed because we know from a new Ladders article that hiring managers are spending 7.4 seconds looking on average. This is on average, scanning a resume. So the Ken Coleman Show resume template looks fantastic, and it gets people to go, what? And they kind of stop and they look at it. But again, we got to get it out of the pile for that to happen. And that's where using the web of connections is the way to go. Madison, let's give Andre a copy of my best-selling book, number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is all about how to get where you want to go. Okay?
It's about people and places. And Andre, you've got a lot more work to do. You could be doing it better. And I'm going to give you the manual, the guide, the field guide. So go do that. But you've had some success. You just, for whatever reason, couldn't do the one thing that one company wanted. So this is a rinse and repeat. I believe in my resources. They work. We've got literally tens of thousands of people who use our resume to success. But I would caution you, I'll never say on this show, because I don't believe it, that it's going to work every time. I mean, there are times you're just going to get rejected. People aren't going to hire you. You weren't the best candidate. But what I'm promising you is that you will continue to get opportunities if you do what I tell you to do. So I've got three Get Hired guides. I've got to mention them because they're free. KenColeman.com right now. One is on the resume. One is on how to prepare and perform in the interview. And then the third is how to follow up the touchpoint timeline. All three of those guides, you can see them right there on the screen. Go get those. They're free. And they work, by the way. Let's go to Russell, who's on the line in Garner, North Carolina. Russell, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a job opportunity that I feel would be a better stepping stone to fulfill my dream, my purpose, what I feel I'm called to do, mm-hmm. of full-time farming and providing healthy food. So I just wanted to talk this through with you and see if it would be a good option or a good time to pursue this.
Great. All right. Give me the facts. What are we facing?
This new position is working at a food pantry, doing some warehouse-type stuff, kind of behind the scenes role there, but how it would, I think, be a better stepping stone for me is that it would allow me to work some farm activities into my work schedule. I'd be able to do stuff in the morning, in the afternoon, compared to my current schedule where I have to leave for work pretty early.
Now, where would you be doing this farming stuff in relation to, is that outside of the food pantry job? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, so this would be outside of this job, but I have a place I could start and make a pretty good run with it, I believe.
Okay, so the food pantry job allows you the flexibility schedule-wise to be able to do some part-time farming stuff. And does the part-time farming stuff pay you as well?
The part-time farming would be however hard I run with it, however much I get going.
Okay, but the point is it could pay you. It's going to pay you something based on your efforts.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
so my only other question, I think, is what is the comparison in pay from your current job to this food pantry warehousing job? Is it similar?
I'm not totally sure. I've sent a resume in, and I'm going to have HR contacting me soon, but I'm thinking it's going to be, I don't think necessarily half, but probably around two-thirds to three-quarters of what I'm making now.
All right. Are you prepared for that financially?
Yeah, I think financially, I think my wife and I would be in an okay spot for that.
All right. So you're not going to, it might be a slight sacrifice, but certainly not a squeeze.
I don't think it'd be too hard of a squeeze.
All right. Well, I think the point is, Russell, I'd make absolutely sure of that. You sound kind of sure. Maybe it's just the way you, maybe it's the way you talk. But I'd want to know that I know that I know. All right, if I'm going to make two-thirds, I'm going to take a cut and make two-thirds of what I currently make, and it's really not going to squeeze us. It's a sacrifice, but it's an intentional sacrifice. And then how soon, Russell, do you feel like you could make up that other third with the farming work?
I think I could make that up in probably about 6 or 8 months.
Well, then I say go for it, because you have planned. Assuming that you verify and your wife is 100% on board, I don't want any marriage tension over this. Certainly,
oh, now she's a cheerleader.
Good. Well, that's great. Then I would say absolutely do it. So make sure that you got a good financial plan so that you're ready for the sacrifice, knowing it's going to be 6 or 8 months because you believe in yourself and you're betting on yourself to replace that income doing part-time farming, which is what you eventually want to do full-time. I absolutely am fine with that, Russell. I think that's a great plan, and this is what you want to do. And I tell you why I love this, because you're putting all your eggs in your basket, and I like that. Not someone else's basket. You're putting them in your basket. Pardon the food pun. I just had to. I'm talking to a farmer.
No,
I thought you'd appreciate that. but here's the deal, Russell. Listen, I mean, this is all about you and your effort right now, and once you, 6 to 8 months from now, replace that income, you're getting all that part-time experience and education about the very thing you want to do. So you're actually doing your dream job part time. And I love your intentionality. I appreciate the call, but you need nothing more from me, sir. Go, go, go. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Today may be your day to get the clarity you need to confidently step out and fill your purpose. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. You're joining the conversation about you and what you were created to do here on The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. So fun to talk to men and women every day about stepping into that purpose. Oh my goodness, can you imagine getting up on Monday mornings? Even though you might be a little tired, yeah, you want a little more R&R every once in a while, but imagine getting up on a Monday morning and actually be thrilled about the week ahead because you're doing work that you love to do, and the results of that work you love to do matter deeply to you. This is not a fantasy. Is it a dream? That's why we call it the dream job, but a dream is very doable. 68 to 70% of Americans are disengaged at work. Oh my gosh, that's a problem. That's the revolution I am trying to lead. A revolution of men and women who are doing meaningful work. Can you imagine how much better the world would be? Let's get at it, shall we? 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Josh is on the line in Springfield, Illinois. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, sir. How are you?
Josh, I'm living the dream, man. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to live the dream.
I like it. I like it. Let's see how I can help. What's going on?
Okay. So I'm, as I was talking to Madison, I'm trying to gain some perspective on career sort of change. I currently own a business, and I'm successful, doing really well. But I'm thinking about taking a short-term hiatus and working for someone else to gain some knowledge, some stir up some weaknesses, let me put it that way.
Well, that's very interesting. What weaknesses are you trying to shore up?
So currently, I am a one-person operation. Lineage of the business, it was three of us, one gentleman, my best friend, he passed away. I bought the business from his family, and then it's become just me over the last 3 years. So
But what's the weaknesses? Because the entire question was predicated on you saying, I want to take a hiatus from a successful business. And the reason I want to take a hiatus from a successful business is because I want to shore up some weaknesses. I'm a strengths guy. So I don't really believe in doing anything with weaknesses other than communicating to everybody what they are and then mitigating for them, which is a fancy word for saying creating systems in place or putting people around me so that my weaknesses aren't glaring problems for me, the organization, et cetera, et cetera. So what are the weaknesses that you're trying to fix?
The main one is that I'm a one-person operation, and I'm trying to grow back to multiple people. And as I'm doing this, I've not done a good job of hiring. I've tried learning how to ask better questions and get better results from people, and I'm having a really hard time figuring that all out, and not only managing the money side of their that equation, but all getting the right person and trusting them.
Okay, great.
And I think that's a weakness that I have.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you need to take a hiatus and go work for somebody else. I think that's the last thing you need to do. So am I missing something? Is there another reason why you want to? And what does hiatus mean? Shutting the business down for a while, or what? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's the idea that I'm exploring right now. And quite frankly, I think that a lot of it comes down to the I'm losing a little bit of passion, and I'm building a little bit of resentment for my own company and for this company. Right?
Yes, but it does make sense. But I think that the reason that you're losing some passion and you're building resentment is because you keep running into the same brick walls, and after a while, you start to get mad at the wall, even though it's not the wall's fault.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
All right, let me give you a different perspective of what I think you should do. What is the business? Okay. Tell me real quick. Give me the 10-second. What is the business?
I make smart homes. Put technology into homes and make it work, keep it working.
Okay, great. So you're the installer. You're the CEO. Sounds like you're the CFO as well. You're doing all the money and the finances and everything, and you're trying to hire people that can come out and do some of the install or something. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, I want to take some of that load off of me, whatever person I could find to do whatever job. And I think that has something to do with it, right? Is I see so many things that can come off of me, but I'm not focusing on which part I want to get
rid of. That's right. So that's exactly where I was heading. If you were going to take the most frustrating, tension-filled stuff off your plate, give me the top two.
Service calls and like having a proper amount of production. So I need someone to replace me in the field. Being the face of the company, I can do easily, but I can't do that along with keeping everybody happy and keeping money flowing.
Yeah, but it sounds like the same thing. Someone replacing you in service calls would be the next hire, correct?
I think that it would have to be based on the fact that it's a highly knowledgeable business. You know, you have to have a base level. I think that I have to hire someone for installs, get them proficient at putting them in, and then they can understand why it breaks.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like we're saying the same. Okay, all right. I don't know your field very well, so I'm saying the wrong thing, but let's get on the same page. You need somebody out there doing installations.
Correct.
And while they're doing installations, you could have a Band-Aid where you're doing some service calls, but the same person doing it, you've got to get people that are replacing you in the field. That's what it boils down to. And you also said something about the finances. I think you need to hire a part-time bookkeeper. You don't even warrant a full-time bookkeeper, but you can hire a part-time bookkeeper who's really good at handling the books and the money, and that's stressing you out as well. That's what I heard you say. Am I right?
I mean, I have a CPA. She handles like the quarterly stuff, and then, you know, as far as like the day to day bookkeeping, there isn't a lot. I'm not like a high volume of transactions.
Okay. Well, again, I thought I heard a pain point there, so I was pointing that out. So it sounds like you got that person. Here's the thing: you need to figure out who is wired like you, somebody that enjoys what you enjoy, and find somebody like that. And I hear these trade guys all the time talk about how hard it is to find good people. And I understand that, but I don't think it's as hard as it seems and as hard as we make it out. You got to find somebody who really enjoys the core of what that is. Going out there, it's a technical job in nature. You're making somebody really happy. So it's somebody who enjoys helping people with their technical skills. And somebody that's going out and installing a smart home, that's what that is. I think you can find some people who really enjoy that and show them how they can make good money and that there's a path for growth here because you're a small company and you need somebody that can take a huge load off of you and you can be the face and bring in more business. I'm just going to tell you right now, Madison, let's give him a copy of Entree Leadership, please. And then Josh, hang on here. I'm going to give you a copy of Dave's number one bestseller, Entree Leadership. And I want you to read it and really apply the principles in here. But also, Madison, here's what I need you to get him. I did a talk at Entree Master Series in the fall entitled The Intentional Interview. And the Entree Leadership team created a worksheet based on that talk. I give away the secrets of how to do a really good interview when interviewing somebody, because most bad hires happen at the interview level. You just don't do a good job. You're making the interview up as you go. You've done no preparation because you're busy in a one-arm wallpaper hanger, and somebody gets in and then you find out they're a dud. You should know that they're a dud on the interview. So Madison, Becky Powell from Entree Leadership can get that guide that people texted in to get. I'd like you to send that to Josh. So Josh, I'm going to give you the book and you need to read it. Dave talks about hiring and culture and all that kind of stuff. It is a great 101 manual on building a company.
All right. Now, also, I want you to read and apply this worksheet we're going to get you on how to do the intentional interview, because you said that was a real problem that you were having. So use both of those resources and do not quit, because you're going to go work for somebody else and you're going to miss this business. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. You've not lost your passion. You're just frustrated because you're trying to do too much. Make the commitment to get some help. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.